What's up, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of Branches. Branches. Why would you call it Branches? Well, the way I look at creativity is, I look at its reflection in nature, and I try to do that with a lot of different things and a lot of different elements of my life. And before I explain exactly what's going on here, I do want to explain that it's called Branches because I look at our creative endeavors as ways that branch off of who we are as a person, and they're extensions of who we are. And I think just branches is, a beautiful allegory and metaphor for that particular vein of our what we do, you know? So I hope you guys understand that. But what is this? What is this show? Why am I doing this? So basically what's going on here is I had done a couple of episodes that were called, what did I call them? Solo Button, over the last couple of weeks. And the main reason I did those was because there was a lot going on. There still is a lot going on. And I'm hoping this audio quality is decent. I'm using my cell phone for recording, which is just, I know. Don't judge me, but I just wanted to do this. This is going to be an exclusive show, and it might even go weekly. Yes, you heard me. It might even be an exclusive weekly show just for our Buy Me a Coffee members. So that's pretty cool. We'll see. Right now I'm thinking every other week, but I think I have enough stuff that I could kind of do this weekly, and it's really just for you guys. So my goal here is to take that Solo Button mindset and apply it for an extra show, because we want to get back into doing the regular podcast, and I don't want to just keep doing Solo Buttons because it seems contrary to kind of the goal of Beards and Comics, which is supposed to be Matt and I discussing industry stuff. Well, this is going to be a different version of industry stuff. This is going to be a lot more personal. I will not be the host every time. It's not my plan. I think for something like this, I have plans, and hopefully you guys will be on board for it, and I hope you guys enjoy this. If you enjoyed the Solo Button stuff, this is a vein of that. I had people come to me and say, dude, you need to do that as an extra show. And I could have said no, but I want to. I don't know how else to put this, but I want to help people, and that's always been my goal. And so it crushes your spirit, you know, when sometimes you go to help people and they either misconstrue what you're saying as attacking them, or they try to tear you down for the things that you say. And all I'm doing is exposition on my thoughts of the creative life in comics and writing. So this is going to be more focused on my processes. And whoever's on here, it'll be little sections of their processes. And I'm going to start today. I want to talk a little bit about what I do. I know you guys see all this stuff that we post, and some of you guys know me personally. But I want to really explain to you guys who I am creatively that you may not even really realize. So I grew up writing. I have grown up in a creative household, and I'm thankful for that. My dad was an artist. He did a lot of different kinds of art, and he did stuff a lot throughout high school. And as he got older, he kind of just, stopped doing it. And as I was a kid, my sister really got into art, and she's very, very good at it. Even now, she can still throw something down. Ironically, today, I was just sitting there with my mother, and she was coloring with Sky, and Mom threw down a Dalmatian from 101 Dalmatians. So I was like, what the heck? It's pretty interesting to see that creative side, and I definitely got that bug from my parents, and apparently my grandfather, who has drawn, he did like an editorial cartoon that was pretty great, and then he did this amazing artistic portrait of an old ship, like a very, very old ship, and we have it somewhere. If I find it, then I'll attach it to this, because I'll be sending you guys a message with this audio information. Anyway, so that's where it came from. You know, it came from my desire to create, and I couldn't art. I tried a little bit, but it just wasn't my thing. I wanted to tell stories. And so I think the first time I really, really started attempting to tell stories was in high school. In middle school, sixth grade. Just weird fantasy stories. I wish I still had them because I think that'd be awesome to see them. Probably wouldn't share them. But just these interesting, weird fantasy stories of... a lot of plays off of spirituality, transformations. There's some spy thrillers stuff. Yeah, so that was that. And that's where it all, that's where the bug bit me. And that's where it all began, was the desire to create and to write. And I started doing that more and more. Some of this stuff I hadn't thought about in a long time until recently. And one of those things was that I wrote poetry a lot. And I actually had some stuff published online back in the day on, I don't even remember, whatever that major poetry website was. Like back in, I would have been in high school at this point. So back in 2004, 5, 6, and 7. So yeah, that stuff would have been back then. And it was published online, and they wanted me to let it be published in a collection of poetry book. And I never really allowed it, and I was also kind of under 18, so there was like a lot more to it. And when I was 13 is when I picked up the guitar, started playing music, started writing songs. I picked it up and started learning it because I wanted to help the church that my father had started. And on top of that, I wanted to start a band. And and you know, the classic stuff, meet girls and all that kind of craziness. And so at 13, I started writing songs. And then I think I started a band at 14 with some friends. And we kind of, it took many different shapes and forms throughout my college or my high school years and then my early college years. I originally thought that I was going to go to college to become a psychologist. That was my original plan, and part of me kind of wishes I did, but I didn't. I went into education. I went into learning how to teach English and creative writing, and I'm thankful I did that because I think it helped me grasp some things a little bit better, and I think it taught me a lot about structuring multiple kinds of stories. And that is where I'm going to get into the meat of this discussion. And I hope you guys are bearing with me. I hope maybe you just learned something about me. If you did, you better let me know. I want to know. If you just learned something that you didn't know about me already, then, you know, let me know. Because that means I still have secrets. I still have things that people don't know, right? But anyway, I was honored to then become a teacher after I got out of college. And I taught creative writing, and I taught English literature for high schoolers, and I also taught computers. And during that time is when I started writing. I had this story. It was called The Journal of Andon Roberts. And I had started it in sophomore year of high school, and I have had an on-again, off-again relationship with it ever since. Which I hate saying that, because it's hard to think about this novel that I had planned out and still have not completely executed. And so much of it is because life just kind of does its thing, and we try to live it to the best we can. And writing a novel is such a completely different beast than writing a comic book script. And I'm willing to admit that, and I'm willing to say that. And I know we all want to compare everything, but I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to BS you either. Listen, writing a novel or writing short stories, when I say short stories, I mean actual prose short stories, is much more difficult than writing a comic book script. And some people might take offense to that because they're like, well, what about the greats and all that stuff? But let's be honest, how many different writers in comic books do you guys know by name? Outside of the upper echelon, and then people we're friends with. With comic books, there's so much of a team oriented element to it, and it is how everything comes together that is what we see published and what we see in front of our eyes when we're able to go purchase it. And so that means there's a bunch of different hands on it, unless you're doing it all yourself, and then, Lord, man, bless you. But when it comes to writing a prose short story or a prose novel, that's all you, baby. It's you and an editor. And it's all your thoughts, all your brain. it's coming straight from you. So win or lose, that one's on you, you know? So I'm not going to sit here and say that it's the same. And I'm not going to sit here and say that that either one of them is more important, because it's just depends on what you're into. I know plenty of people that are into novels and despise comics, and I know plenty of people that are into comics and despise reading longer format. But irregardless, I am thankful that throughout my years I was doing all these different things. So writing short stories, working on a novel, started writing comic book scripts a few years back, wrote poetry, wrote songs. And what I want to say is this: try all of it. If you're a writer, try all of it. I see so many people that jump into comic books because they just liked comic books, and then they write their comics, and that's great. If that's what you want to do, write comics, but at least try. See what you can do if you were to sit down and just write, start with a short story. That's about 7,500 words tops. You can argue up to 10,000, but, you know, it's still kind of unofficial at that point. And then above that is a novella, or novelette. And I've done, so far I've done a short story that was right around 10,000, and then I've done a novelette, which is, I think it was about 13,000, I want to say. I can't remember exactly. And then God knows, at some point when I finish this novel, it'll be at least 80,000. And I'm over halfway through with it. The problem is I just keep putting it off because I don't have the brain capacity to sit there and just focus on that, because there's so much other stuff going on in life. And it's been that way for years. It's just a different task. You don't want to come home from work and then have to put on the let me write a novel mode. Especially knowing, like, whose first novel is ever just a knock out of the park. Same with comics, you guys know. But I want to encourage everybody to do these different things. Why? Why do I want to see this? It's because I want you to expand your brain. And I want you to figure out the internal mechanics of how you operate and how you work. Because it is vital. And the reason it's vital is because in those moments of doubt on a project, or in those moments of, I don't think I want to keep doing this, you have other things that you could do. And if you're like me, I don't have a choice but to be creative. Even if I didn't publish a single comic book, I would still have been writing all the songs that I write and have written. I would probably still write short stories, and I would maybe put more effort into the novel. It is ingrained in who I am as a human being that I have to tell these stories. And I'm hoping that this will encourage some of you guys to really make an attempt to broaden your horizons. And it'll only help your stories. It'll only help grow your world. It will only help you understand better the mechanics of storytelling. And I will do an entire episode on the mechanics of storytelling, but I wanted to start here for the first episode of Branches and just tell you guys, keep writing in all the different ways you can write. Try everything. Get your hands on stuff. Listen, one of the things I've been doing lately for, you know, for artists, we see their warm-up sketches, right? Like, if they're working on a book, they'll still be like, oh, here's a Batgirl I did to warm up. And that's awesome. We don't see that stuff for writers. And I can't explain to you guys enough how imperative it is to write and warm up first. If you have a scene for a book or whatever, yeah, go ahead and write down the main thoughts of that. But if you don't, and you know you need a solid writing session, this is a trick. This is something I do. And I'm hoping other people start doing this. I really enjoy doing this one word prompt. So far, I just bought a brand new, fresh, clean notebook. And if you guys know me, you know I'm a pen nerd too. I really like to buy a nice pen because it, and when I say nice pen, I don't mean like a Zebra gel ink pen. I mean like an actual like solid steel pen or like fountain pens. That kind of stuff is what I'm into. And the reason why is because I think it makes you care a bit more about what you're putting on the paper. Anyway, so what I've been doing is this one-word prompt. And the first one, I had somebody give me a one-word idea. And it was on transitions. And, you know, honestly, I may put it at the end of this episode so you guys can see what I'm saying. And then I just write maybe a solid 2-3 paragraphs tops. Nothing long. In fact, I think both of them were took up about half a page. Just based on that word and just any kind of story that I can come up with that involves that word, I that's what I write. So I did one on transitions, and I've done one with the word exhaust. And maybe I'll attach that to the next one. And I'll keep letting you guys know as they go. And if you guys like this idea and you think you'd like to do it as a writer, let me know. And we can start challenging each other. And especially here in the Buy Me a Coffee group, if you're a writer that's subscribed, or if you just want to have some fun with us, maybe we can do a thing where all of us put our single word for the week and write our short little story and then all share them together. I want to do more. I want to do more that connects with you all, and I want to do more to be able to talk to you guys and see how your brains work. That's what I enjoy. That's why we started It's Your World. And I appreciate you guys sticking with us through everything. There are a lot of changes going on in my life. Some of you guys that are really close to me, you know what's up. And I appreciate you guys being encouraging. And it's not easy. I'm dealing as best as I can with everything, and I'm hoping to be in a new state of mind soon. But I have not stopped creating because it is who I am. So I want to challenge you guys. This week, if you listen to this, I want you this week to write a short story, just a very short, few paragraphs, whatever pops into your brain on, let's use the first one. The first one that I had was transitions. And I want to see what you come up with. Send it to me. If you want my email, let me know, and I'll give you my email. But let's start talking. Let's start sharing at least our warm-ups so we can kind of get a good idea of how each other looks at things. And if you're wondering what qualifies me to have any of these discussions, look, I don't know how else to say it, and I don't like boasting. I don't like being a jerk. It's not who I am. I'm not an extremely cocky person. I always assume when somebody compliments me, they're lying. But I went to school for this stuff. I went to school for creative writing. I went to school for English literature. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to writing tips and things to keep you engaged and keep you going. And I promise, if you dedicate yourself to a habit and you you start stretching your brain, then you'll find some major gratification, and it'll expand your work. It'll expand the quality of your work. And that's all I want, is I want to read bigger, better stories, whether they be in comics, short stories, novels, poems, or songs. And listen, I need you guys to keep me encouraged too. And that's what so much of this stuff is. You know, it's, we put books out, you never know how they're going to be received. And, you know, so far, even the one that we're most nervous about with being Paradigm One, people still really seem to enjoy the storytelling. And at the end of the day, that's my job, right? It is my job to, and your job to, construct a story in a relevant, clear tone. Now, the mechanics of it may not be fantastic because, you know, it just depends on what the story is and how everything came together, right? So I feel that things have only gotten better. And you can tell that when you look at how people look at our newest stuff. And we're not up there putting We haven't even done $5,000 on a campaign yet. But I can still be extremely proud of the things that we've heard from people. And I know part of that is, you know, we're not good at marketing in the least. We're trying our hardest to figure it all out. We're trying to meet with people who can really help nail that stuff down. But listen, for all of you that are listening, that are Buy Me a Coffee subscribers, this is the game changer for us. That little bit of money that you guys give us monthly has already helped us so much. I mean, so much. It's helped us be able to expand the work that we're doing. And it's also helped us be able to do a little bit more in other facets, because we don't have to worry constantly about, God, can we get, you know, a few dollars to ship out this package? And not that we're both broke or anything, but when you're running a business, at some point it's like, man, we got to start figuring out a way for the money to get here and either be used for the next thing or stay here. And that's where we are. That's where we are right now. And so this was just an introduction to Branches. This is going to be taking over what the solo button was, and it's going to be subscriber only. And I hope you guys enjoy it. You have to let me know. You are the focus group. We don't have a whole lot of subscribers. So you guys, if you don't let me know, I don't know what to gauge it off of. Because it's not like we're putting this up and it's going to be 100, 200 listeners. It is literally this little group of you guys. So get involved. We need you guys involved. And when I say involved, I don't mean like, you know, purchasing all of our stuff all the time. I just mean, if you're a subscriber already, let us know what you think. You know, you're subscribed to us for a reason. And, you know, we love you guys. I appreciate you guys for keeping us all encouraged. And next time, I believe I will do an episode dedicated to storytelling and my thoughts on that. I do plan to actually start writing notes out for these. I just wanted to do this basic one because I want to encourage people to start broadening their horizons and see how majorly it can impact your storytelling experiences and draw people into your worlds. So, yeah. Your homework for this week is to write a couple paragraphs based off the one-word prompt, transitions. As this goes on, I might let you guys as subscribers pick a word, or we'll do a poll or something. Yeah, so thank you guys, and I'll see you next time on Branches.
Drop of water, captured on a leaf in the 1 in a billion chance that these two should ever meet. The same drop of water that found its way from the skies above, falling in a collision course with the ground below. The drop that formed from ice, trapped in a cloud, now settled on its home among the trees. Now, the drop that had fallen that once was ice finds itself as vapor in the heat, returning to the skies it had only just left. A life in phases, with billions upon billions of once-in-a-lifetime encounters. A life transitioning between its phases, always feeling familiar, but never feeling the same.
When the storms come, when will you see? When the wind and rain come rushing through.